Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marco Scudero. Batting second. The left fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting third. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting fourth. The DH, Rondell White. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Bautista. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kyle Loza. And now, play ball. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero strikes out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Loza fields it and throws to first for the out. Swisher moves to second. 2 outs. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Swisher scores. Chavez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Redmond hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Payton. Redmond reaches second base with a double. Castillo goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Athletics. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2. Twins. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bautista fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Batista is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Batista takes first base on ball 4. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Redmond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Redmond hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Castillo moves to third. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it, tags White out, and throws to home to double up Castillo, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chavez hits a line drive towards first. Morneau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Batista fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Hunter strikes out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bautista is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bautista strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to second. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Scudero is 0 for 2 in the game. Scudero hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bautista fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peyton. Punto reaches second base with a double. Cuttier moves to third. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cuttier scores. Punto moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Castillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Punto scores. Stewart moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redmond is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Redmond hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Castillo moves to second. It's 6-2, Twins. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0-for-2 in the game. Payton hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Batista batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Batista is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batista hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cuttier hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Punto hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swisher who is chasing the ball. Punto reaches third base with a triple. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Punto scores. It's 7-2, Twins. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Francisco Liriano now pitching. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall strikes out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0-for-3 in the game. Scudero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Antonio Perez now playing third base. Jay Wiedesick now pitching. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Redmond is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hunter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scudero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Antonio Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 3 in the game. Morneau is hit by the pitch. Luis Rodriguez pinch hits for Tony Bautista. Luis Rodriguez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cuttier hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Twins. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiedesick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Rodriguez now playing third base. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradley strikes out. One out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 0 for 3 in the game. Payton hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Kendall moves to second. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.